machines.
Hello there, this is Sharat Chandra and I'm with Professor Jayant Murthy, professor at the Indian Institute of Astrophysics. Hi, Jayant.
Good morning. Good afternoon, actually.
Yeah. Jayant, could you tell our listeners what is it that happens in your lab and the things that you've been doing the last few years here?
At the Indian Institute of Astrophysics, we're actually the largest group of astronomers in the country. And we do research on everything from the sun out to cosmology. What I do myself is two things. I've always worked on ultraviolet astronomy. And so I use data from satellites. And the second thing we do is that we build small payloads.
And these have been balloon launches, I'm told. I just met one of your students, Mayuresh. Who's telling me the complexities of balloon launches and all the mishaps and the loss that could happen if it flies away too far.
No, that's right. So we use balloons as a way to test our payloads. We're actually more interested in space payloads because we want to get completely out of the atmosphere. But balloons provide a good way to test the payloads, to make sure that we're on the right path, make sure that we don't have unforeseen errors.
And what do you think of the regulatory aspects in activities that require atmospheric launches? What's your view of the regulatory aspects and the support for scientists that should exist or exists already?
Specifically, with respect to the regulatory aspects, we don't have that much of a problem. We have to launch, because of Bangalore Airport, we have to launch on Sunday early morning. That's okay for us. Where I think the regulatory environment could be better is in launches by amateurs and launches by universities, colleges. We get a bonus because we're a government institute, and we've now gone through the process. For someone new, it's quite difficult, at least difficult.
Could you tell us a little bit about your views on open source ecosystems and open data ecosystems and the growing importance for doing collaborative science, especially in the areas that you work in?
Everything that I do is open source. I try to make it open source to a greater or lesser extent, depending on my own time, from the time I start a project. In science, we depend on communication. We depend on making our results known. We depend on the results of others. As Newton said, we stand on the shoulders of giants. And so therefore, open science is absolutely necessary. Unfortunately, I don't believe that has permeated through the Indian scientific system as yet. But it will have to come.
What do you have to say about collaborative models of transdisciplinary co-creation? You were telling me earlier about the workshop in Malaysia and how you hoped something would come through of it. Could you please describe what that experience was?
Yeah, there's different means of collaboration, of course. And one is where we collaborate with people who are fairly close to our own expertise. And that certainly works well because we help each other, we have a common language. There's also places where you can envision collaborating in areas outside one's expertise. For instance, I'm interested in economics, I'm interested in politics, but I don't really have access to the people who I could collaborate with. So, and then of course there's the art-science collaboration that I personally don't have much interest or expertise.
And earlier on the talk on astroinformatics, which is a catchphrase these days, uses expertise in data science and machine learning and computer science, along with, of course, the theoretical questions that an astronomer wants to answer. So do you think there are these collaborations like that or workshops or gatherings that can bring astronomers and maybe a data scientist who doesn't know anything about astronomy together in creating a workflow?
Again, there's all sorts of complexities in the question. The first is the basic hardware complexity, just getting access to the data. All the data has to be in some format. So these are all the computer science parts of it that that do have to be worked out. And we now have data from many different instruments. Each data are in their own format. They're accessed by in different ways. So that's one place. Where another scope of expertise, I mean of collaboration in these workshops, is in the statistics. When I grew up, as most of my professional career, we've handled relatively small amounts of data, and for these we could just use standard chi-square tests and Gaussian models and so on. Now that we're dealing with huge amounts of data, the real challenge is in the statistics, and there's all sorts of new insights in statistics that has not sufficiently made its way into astronomy. And I think this is another area for collaboration.
Thanks a lot for your time, Dr. Jayant, and hopefully we will have some more interactions in the coming future.
Delighted.